VOA News, I'm David Byrd. More American troops are headed to the Middle East in the aftermath of an operation to kill Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
Nearly 3,000 more soldiers from Fort Bragg's 82nd Airborne Division are being sent days after 700 deployed after the storming of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The reinforcements come as President Trump hails the killing of Qasem Soleimani, whom he says was plotting to kill more Americans and should have been taken out years ago. Soleimani is a near mythical figure in Iran. Former Pentagon official Derek Chollet says other administrations did not move against him amid questions about the aftermath. Iran is now pledging revenge.
The Middle East is widely considered a tinderbox that it only takes a spark to ignite into an inferno. And the question before us today is whether the events of last night were that spark.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that Soleimani was a dangerous terrorist who needed to be dealt with.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the death of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer of New York said that President Trump acted rashly and his actions could lead to another war.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war, exactly the kind of endless war the president promised he would not drag us into.
McConnell said the Senate will get a full briefing on the attack next week and urged senators not to rush to judgment on the matter. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Australia have warned thousands of people to move to safety as massive and deadly bushfires are expected to intensify. As Reuters' Libby Hogan reports, Australia's Prime Minister, has received heavy criticism from some of the victims.
Bushfires are common in Australia, but this year has been more intense than ever. On Friday, a lawmaker in the fire-ravaged region south of Sydney also lashed out at Morrison, calling on Australia's leader to open up the checkbook. But Morrison again further distanced the government's responsibility to act on calls to step up financial help. Meanwhile, the Australian Navy has ramped up efforts to assist with evacuations on Friday as thousands were stranded on coastlines. Tens of thousands of holidaymakers were urged to evacuate Australia's south coast and eastern areas of Victoria this week. And temperatures this weekend are expected to reach above 40 degrees Celsius, that's 104 degrees Fahrenheit, fanning the already raging bushfires.
That's Libby Hogan of Reuters. A man armed with a knife rampaged through a suburban Paris park, killing one person and injuring two others before police killed him. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The man's motives weren't immediately clear. A witness said he saw the attacker stab one man and that he appeared to select victims at random. Officials said one victim died and two others were injured in the afternoon attack in Villejuif in the southern suburbs of Paris. Police union official Hugues Lefebvre said officers opened fire repeatedly because they feared the man was wearing an explosive belt and might blow himself up. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The Iowa caucuses are just about a month away, and the campaign of Democratic presidential hopeful Marianne Williamson appears to be the latest that has all but flamed out. Sources inside her campaign say that Williamson, an author and spiritualist, has decided to let go all but a few of her staffers. The Iowa caucuses, the first of the caucuses and primaries to select the Democratic nominee, begin February 3rd. Oil prices jumped Friday on fears of Iranian retaliation against the United States. We get details from AP's Rita Foley.
Experts worry that a vengeful Iran might disrupt worldwide supplies of energy from the Middle East. If oil prices go up, it could mean higher gas prices, higher fuel prices for airlines, too, and higher heating and electricity bills. That could throttle the global economy at a time when it's already slowing.
That's Rita Foley of AP. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop.